Welcome to the Finance and Governance Committee. I'm the chair, Deshaun Gwynn, and I'm joined by Council Member Delestrinos Johnson, and I believe and hope Kate's on our way. But wanted to start on time. And we just have one item that is discussion only, which is the 2022 second quarter revenue and expense report. Mr. Culler.
Great. Good. Tony Cullerton, Deputy Finance Director, and I'm going to present second quarter, and I'm going to present right from our charts and graphs. Okay, clear. Okay. So I want to just give a little background about reporting. We've got the new ERP system. Part of that was reporting. A couple of our initiatives was to report timely. So we've come to Finance Committee meetings since June, reporting June, July, August, September expenses. So here we are with quarterly reporting now. So tonight we're going to do the second quarter report. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be back. So the next time we meet, I'm going to give you third quarter. So from that point on, we have timely reporting. And with timely, to let you know a little bit about our calendar, a month ends at the end of the month, January. Our staff has 30 days to report the transactions, to report January's transactions. So January's transactions will be reported by February. I need a week to prepare, and it goes to the city clerk 1 week before this meeting, and then we meet. So by timely, I mean 6 weeks. So we should start having information for you regularly 6 weeks. So we're starting with our second quarter. As I'm presenting second quarter, I've already been preparing third quarter. And so the data I realize here is kind of stale, but you stick with me because I'll be back in 2 weeks and we'll start with good stuff. So knowing that, let's just get into it. So starting with the page 3 of your package, I believe, I'm on page 2. It's the General Fund 2022 Revenue and Expense Budget to Actual. And so what we see, for starters, when we look at the warrant, which is 2022, we can see our revenues were at $35.6 million compared to expenses, $33.3 million. So at least we're starting off at a good point. Revenues exceed expenses. To be honest, though, we've been managing our expenses because of the risk of declining revenues. So the next thing I want to speak about on this report is the variance between budget to actual. The biggest variance that's causing this are the transfers in and transfers out. And so as I've been here coming monthly, we've been looking at the expense reports, and we've seen we've had those transfers that haven't been done. That was not done at June, so that is what you're looking at here. When I turn the page and go to the general fund revenue year to date as of June 30th, under the allocated budget versus actual, almost all the way down to transfers in, so the third from the bottom, you can see that $4.8 million. So that is a variance that we see on the page before from budget to actual. We just didn't get those transfers compared to last year at this time. We've seen that every month when I've been here on the expenditure side. But when we get back in September, third quarter, I think we'll see that's more in line. But in June, they were not. So when I stay on this report, the general fund revenue year to date as of June 30th, when we look at the heading, so for example, we can see total tax revenue. And when we go almost all the way to the right where it's percent received, you'll see that to be 54.23%. So as of June, we're halfway through the year, 50%. So just at a high level, tax revenues are looking pretty good. When we come down to license and permits, 43.5%. So that's a little low. As we drill into that a little bit more, you can see building permits are at 39%. Business licenses at 43, almost 44%. So at a high level, we're starting to get a picture of what we're going to see when we go into this specifically. When we come down to intergovernmental revenues, almost 50%, and it's the grant revenues that are a little low. Charges for services, 44.7, I call it 45%. Plan check review fees, so DCD, as well as Parks and Rec. So when I think of Parks and Rec TCC, essentially what we're saying is that the programs were not where they were, you know, a couple of years ago. And I think we know that it's coming back, but it's not where we want it to be. So we can see some challenges there. The good news, though, when we look at the very bottom, like, I don't know if it's good news, at the very bottom, we're at 48.7%. We would like to be at 50%. So revenues are slightly lower than we would like them to be. So let's get into start looking at some of these revenues. Kate, I do want to let you know, I told them before you got here, we're looking at June in 2 weeks. I'm going to come back and show you third quarter.
It says on the top.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm coming back in 2 weeks, is that for third quarter?
No, you said that when I sat down.
Good.
You
did great. Starting with sales and use tax. So when I look at the graph, the bar graph at the top, we're talking about retail sales tax. Good news. Look at 2022. It is almost 8% higher than 2021. So retail sales appears to be trending upward for the first 6 months again, and we'll see this, what it looks like third quarter, but we can see from 2020 to 21 to 2022, it is moving in the right direction. So it is coming back.
And this is after the Fed increased percentages, you know, strong indicator.
Yeah. So when I look at the bar graph below, this one, as I come back regularly and start talking about revenues more in depth, we're going to get a clearer understanding of revenues, when we receive them, how often we collect them. So retail sales, we receive them monthly, but we receive them a leg of two months. And so when you look at this bar graph, for retail, January, February are slow months. Christmas is over, taxes are coming. So when you're looking at this, when you look at March and April, that is really reflective of January and February activity. So that's why it's not really intuitive. But anyway, the good news is retail is going up. And as you look at these graphs below.
Can I stop you there?
Yes.
Because I want to make sure I understand what you're saying, is that lagging information from the process of reporting sales tax received?
No, thank you for asking. What we're saying is that the taxes that are earned in January, we get them in Department of Revenue 2 months later.
Yes.
So we get them in March.
Okay.
When you were saying process, I thought you meant our reporting process.
Not our.
Yeah, from them.
Right, the literal process of sales tax reporting from the.
Right, so the retailers would accept the revenues, earn the revenues in January. The state then reports them. It takes some time. A month later, they get them to us. So that's the lag. So, but when we want to make some decisions and see how things are going, when we look at this chart, we can see 2022 is higher than 2021 and almost every year except for May, it's even. And when we look at January and February on this, we can see 2020 was higher March, but it's starting to trend the other way. So revenue, retail sales is looking good. Property tax. Now, this one is interesting. Again, it's through June, but one thing I want to point out is that it's a 0.7% increase. This is ideally what we want our taxes to look like. Specifically, what I mean is that whether we're talking about revenues or expenses, there's no large swings within 5%. So as we get into doing our reporting and talking more and doing investigation, I'm really going to spend most of my time diving into trends that are greater than 5%, whether they're higher than 5% or lower than 5%, and let's understand why. So property tax is a good example of what we expect to see. They should be the same. And when you look down below at the line graph, the accumulative line graph, you can see 2022 and 2021, they're almost on top of each other, especially when we get to May, June. So that is what we're going to be looking for. Stability is what we're talking about here. Okay, utility tax. This one's kind of odd. This one has, so there is a big jump. We shouldn't see a 21% increase over the same period last year, especially with utility taxes. And this comes from a timing issue of us reporting. just posting information. So as we work through our processes, last year, this time, you know, we were down a person. We have someone working two desks, so we just didn't get the posting done. You'll see this start to, when I come back in 2 weeks to talk to you about the three-month change, we'll see how this trends out. But utility taxes, we can see 2022 exceeding 2021, also exceeding 2020. So good news, but we don't want to see that big of a 21% increase. So we will catch that up.
So by June, it is a 21%. Increase. So, well, are you expecting that to level off? Because I think it's going to get higher, right? People are going to keep paying. And
well, what I think we're going to see is that between June and September, we have posted additional revenues that were not posted between January and June of last year. So
it'll be higher.
Yeah, 2021 will be more in line with 2022.
Oh, you on the 2021.
Yeah. So 2020. Well, what I want to say is back in those times in 2021, from January to June, that's what it was. Now, when we come back in September to see what was posted from January to September of 2021, you will see we caught up the work from a year ago.
Yeah.
So you're thinking that launch bar is going to go up?
Yes.
Because they're going to post more stuff.
Well, we already did post it. We just didn't post it as of June of last year. Right. This only goes to June. This is only January to June.
Okay.
And that's why I already know what it's going to look like coming forward. So we are going to get more in line.
So unlike the answer to the last question, it is actually our reporting that has fed this 21% increase,
right,
based on the year-to-year comparison, the month-to-month.
Yes.
Month-to-year comparison.
Yes, which specifically was based to the amount of work that we had going on last year at this time, which we are working through.
So the only thing that's still puzzling to me is they didn't post and it won't show till second half, I guess, for 2021, yet you think it's current in 2022.
Well, the reason why this is like this is because of January through June of last year, it wasn't posted. We posted it later.
Okay.
So we're going to see in September what was posted from June to September of last year, and we're going to see that.
So it was posted. It just doesn't show in the first half here.
Right. Right.
Got it.
Hey. Right.
And you're not going to have that problem going.
No. So I appreciate sticking with this because this is an example of stale information and so late, which is why I'm looking forward to September, 2 weeks from now. So anyway, nothing to see here, I promise. Okay. On to utility tax, a 4.2% increase. This is more of what we want to see. We don't want to see it between greater or less than 5%. As well as when we look at 2022, 2021, from March, you can see it's very, well, 2020 and 2021 are almost right on top of each other. So there is an increase in 2022, but you can see it's just the same patterns, the same level of increase. So it is very consistent. Okay, gambling tax. Gambling tax, 37% increase over this same time last year. And up until now, I've only been showing you January through June. I just couldn't help it with gambling tax, though. I feel like some of these, we've been talking about these in council meetings. We've been talking about them in the budgets. And so on this, I went out to December of last year, even though we only have it through June, what I want you to see in this is two things. One, you can see gambling taxes significantly higher than last year. Last year, 2020 and 2021 were very similar. That leads you to believe gambling taxes are coming back. We get these quarterly. So when I look at the line graph down below to see how it is over time, one thing you can see is that from 2020 and 2021, it really takes off in June. So here we are talking about June. I want you to know going forward, this is the time last year when it really took off. Now looking at 2022, it's even higher. And so we expect when I come back in 2 weeks, we can expect to see that also. What I want you to know is it looks like in June, July, it really takes off. And now this year, we can expect a similar trend. So
When we hear through council president that we have an ad hoc conversation with a business leader, I was standing there, and he said, we're down 8% on sales. That's not even true based on the first half. It's not true.
So what I want to say to that is, one, that was one person saying it, and what we're going to be looking at here is, I guess, I like the way of saying this, data-driven.
Ready for 2 weeks from now when you got the whole thing. With,
so,
there's no indication that guy's actually losing money unless he's spent too much somewhere.
And we have other spots. So that was one of four, I think.
Yeah.
So I certainly don't want to get into that conversation, but we are going to see what the numbers tell us.
Right.
And we can see the first half, what it looks like, and we can also see looking back last year, it really picks up in
And more factual information is more information on how you plan it, what you're seeing. Good.
Absolutely.
I don't know that I've had the same conversation with anybody involved in that industry.
Me neither. I just thought it was a wild, sad story from one guy standing in the rain that wasn't true.
And it's probably not the last.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, looking at admission tax, a big change from last year. And, well, I think things are open now. People are going to the movies now. We're back to the bowling alleys.
Everybody with the Mavericks.
And shouldn't that be the shouldn't the orange line be where the blue line is?
Well, so what
I'm saying.
Okay, well, let me talk us through this.
Okay.
Bring some sense to it. So I'm starting up with the bar graph, looking at where we were. And we can see 2022 is significantly higher than 2021.
Yeah.
And that's because things are open. Now on this bar graph, on the graph, the line graph down below that shows it cumulative over time, this goes, the gray line only goes through June, but the rest of it I put out through September because I want you to see where these trends are going.
Yeah.
I want you to see where we're heading. And so from September to December, what you see is that's really where 2021 starts to pick up. So even though the bar graph up above shows 2021 very low, we can see it picks up in October and it takes off. The blue graph, the blue line 2022 is where it dropped down. So we are on the gray line.
Blue line is 2020.
That's right. And so you can see in 2020, November, it took a nosedive.
Yeah.
I remember very well the second bump of the COVID hitting and everybody staying home again, including us, going back to online meetings in December, January, February.
And
where that matches this pattern.
It does. It still seems weird.
And so in 2021, the orange line, things start to pick up in October, and they don't stop from there. From October 2021, they go up, and now we look at 2022, which is the gray line, and you can see it's already, just wait till we come back. But you can see it's trending up. It started trending up in October of 2022.
Yeah.
That's when it took off, and then it continues on. So
I would think that. Good thing about having, being informed by data, you know, it tells a different story. But what I was saying was 2020 seems higher than I thought it would. That's just my observation. That's why I'm just struggling. But that doesn't matter.
We can
move on.
Yeah. And it does look, when I look at 2020, you know, from April to November, it is relatively flat, but it is consistent, right? And so something happens in 2021, closures. What are you thinking?
It is what it is.
Yep, okay.
Data driven.
Good. So on to business license. So there's two factors on business license. One, business license is slightly lower than it was this time last year. I don't want to get tripped up on this 2020 stuff. We've mentioned this or reported this before, but let me just refresh the memories that the state took over. And so we are receiving revenues different than we were before. So 2020 is not really a good one to compare against because it's it's not the same, it's not consistent. So we don't have the consistency comparing the same periods at the same time with new revenue. So 2021, 2022 are more consistent. And when you look at the line, you can see it's right along the lines that it was last year. However, starting in August, 2021 starts to outpace 2022. And so we will see that there is going to be a decline in business licensing.
Right.
I'm looking to see how much. This one here, when we see it's about 5.4%, so we're right along that 5%. Yeah. And you can see they're almost laying on top of each other.
Yeah.
So nothing to get excited about, but I do believe that trend is going to show business licenses is not keeping pace with last year. Now, some things that would cause that, some authentic, genuine things that would cause it. Businesses are saying that they're having trouble hiring people, restaurants, service industry, and so they have less employees. So our tax was one based on a headcount. So while business is coming back, people are going out there, they don't have as many employees. They want to hire. They're saying they're having trouble hiring. Another reason for this is small businesses, so sole proprietors. Several of them just didn't survive the pandemic. Another reason, okay? A third reason is that small businesses just wouldn't pay for a business license. So we've had a pandemic, we've had businesses going out of business, we've had struggles with revenues, and so they haven't been buying business license. And we have large companies that don't have as many employees. So a variety of things. All in all, we can see it stays pretty consistent, but we can expect a slight downturn. The good news is this, revenues are coming back. The trends are coming back. So hopefully, you know, that comes back as well. So enough said on that. On to building permits. So the building permits 2021, 2022, 2% over last year. That's kind of what we want to see. Like I said, I like to see that within 5%. So pretty standard there. So I do have some stuff on expenses. I was kind of light on expenses for June because I've talked to you about expenses for June, July, August, September. We will kind of pull this out a little bit more as we get into this. But what I want to just reiterate for the expenses is as of June, we were at 44.3% at 50% of the year. And so that comes from a couple of things. One of us, the department's managing their budgets tightly. Number two, we do have some savings from frozen positions. So that helps out. But anyway, 44.7%. So when I go to the next page, the general fund by category, if you look at the percent expended, which is the third column to the right, all the way down, 44.3%. The good news is this. We're looking at the same data. We're just looking at it at two different ways. One way is by department. The other way is the city by category. The numbers should agree, and they do. So let's start with that. They tie. We can also see that on the transfers out under the allocated over under, we see that 2.3 million under. So we saw that June, July, August. Again, that goes back to page two where we saw the variance between budget to actual, and that's where that is. We have a little bit of information on the capital projects, and then this back stuff is just printouts of reports and general fund stuff. So that's where we are today. Certainly take questions. We'll be back in 2 weeks with current information. I think that's where we'll have a better conversation with more recent information and be able to talk through some stuff. And then the good news is from that point forward, you know, we'll be back every month with expense reports and within 6 weeks at the end of the quarter for revenues.
Great. Questions?
No, I have any. I'm looking forward to 2 weeks from now.
All right.
Wish it was now.
I know. I thought about that too. This was just a dry run, I guess. Anyway, I don't want
to. Would have been nice to have the whole year as far as you could get it for the budget session.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah, that is the downside of implementing a new ERP system. It just takes time to put all of these pieces in place. And the reporting piece has been a struggle for us because it's learning a whole new reporting system. And we're actually looking at these reports and trying to figure out ways to make them more informative. Because now that we have the tools, it's kind of like, let's start from scratch and let's put some really meaningful reports together. But we're going to tackle that next year, kind of start the year off with some new tools in place and hopefully better reporting. So this really is just catching us up, getting back to regular reporting and then hopefully better reporting going forward into next year.
I know there's no questions, so I'm sure we call it, but so thinking about how you talk about this is where we were and where we've been, and I don't want to oversell it, but that last little example of, you know, this is by department, this is by, you know, kind of categories, and being able to kind of kick that out, and if that is a benefit of the ERP system, then we need to say that.
Yep, and absolutely.
That's different.
Yep.
Then.
Because I know in the past,
spreadsheets and,
yep, and in the past it was always frustrating because it took so long to get the information out of the system,
yeah,
and get it reconciled that we didn't have the time to put into the analysis like we do now. Now we can literally get the information out of the system and spend the time doing the analysis. So it's a complete flip. It still takes a little bit of time to produce the reports,
yeah,
but now we have the time to do the analysis, which we didn't before.
Great.
Which is huge.
But keep that in mind. ERP. Thank you.
So
okay.
I have miscellaneous.
Okay.
We got an email today from Peggy. Did you see that email or did it only go to council?
It was forwarded to me a short time ago, so I saw it, but I haven't had a chance to really look at it.
Okay. Well, there was only one point that was countered in it.
Okay.
So before we conclude the meeting tonight, I'm going to ask for the other points to be addressed.
Okay, what, can you I give me a heads up just so I can
give you the email, or I'd rather not just go over them.
Sure.
Yeah, for you. Yeah. I'd rather have you look at
just
it.
Go ahead and look at it.
To respond to them. I'm quizzical how we got one response, but not on all the other points, so that kind of surprised me. So
okay.
That's my miscellaneous.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not sure how we got the first response if you haven't seen it yet. So it makes me wonder about the one point.
I thought Laurel was the one that we responded to.
Did she respond on her own knowledge of the financial budget, or?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you like give me a heads up on which piece it was?
Yeah.
So I know what to look at.
Yeah. Trying to be mysterious. I just don't want to spend 25 minutes reading an email to you. It was from Laurel. Budget gap comments, it's called, and it showed up at 341.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll take a look. So was there a specific
one? Yeah,
I'll
sit here and try to find it.
Okay.
Yeah. She made 4 or 5 points and like one had a response. And I thought, wow, that's weird. Why didn't we have one response?
I think so. I mean, to be fair, I think what you basically said was be prepared in this meeting to answer the totality of
What's being asked?
Let's give her time to do.
Okay, so I see the email there.
Don't try to answer it now.
I'm not trying to flat put you here. I'm just saying.
Right, give me a heads up.
I got a response about one of them, and if I can stay long enough to show you what that is, if you don't have that.
Sure. No. I. Yeah. So.
And then I'm like, I'm going to respond to all of these.
Okay.
All right.
There's an opportunity to have a complete answer on Monday. Or on Monday, today.
I'm hoping at the next meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that this.
Even if that, you know, if you need more time to study, I guess that's an answer too.
Right.
Okay.
Just,
so we're done with the meeting, so I go ahead and stop the recording here. Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks.